Okay, these are continuing recordings with Dr. Chaitanya Kripalu. This is week number 3 review for those who have attended the beginner's class in the Falk Road office or the Woodmill office. So here is Dr. Chaitanya.
Welcome to week 3. And as always, we start with a prayer. It's actually more an intention prayer, whatever, however you want to look at it. And it's basically, it's from a Chinese philosopher, Lao Tse, and he lived in the 6th century. So he says, if there is to be peace in the world, there must be peace in the nations. If there is to be peace in the nations, there must be peace in the cities. If there is to be peace in the cities, there must be peace between neighbors. If there is to be peace between neighbors, there must be peace in the home. If there is to be peace in the home, there must be peace in the heart. That is so powerful. So the peace in the heart is the bottom line or the beginning.
Right.
So this is why it's so important for us to work on ourselves, as you see the impact of your happiness or your alignment or your coherence, which is going to, you know, cause such a huge impact in the world, in other people. So that was the intention. Now, something else struck me also, which I kind of introduced there. Again, this is also very powerful. And this is very powerful because, again, you know that we have the power in us to do all these things. So this is from Buddha. What you think, you become. What you feel, you attract. What you imagine, you create. This is, each line is so deep. You can pull out so much depth in it. So what you think, you become. We all know your thoughts make you, or you are who you think. That's exactly what it is. So your thoughts become, first of all, let's see the loop. It's good to do that. So your thoughts create choices because you make a choice. The choices create behavior. So your behavior create experiences. The experiences will create emotions. And then again, it's back to the loop. So that's why. So what happens is when you get these emotions over a period of time and it's conditioned, then the way you think, the way you act, and the way you feel becomes your personality. Now, your personality over time becomes your personal reality. So,
that's nice. I like how you said that, personality becomes personal reality.
So this is why you want to say, where does it start? Your thoughts. So that's what we have to work at. So that's what it means in this whole thing. Now, what you feel, you attract. Now, again, what feeling means, it's emotions, the feelings, and that energies that goes into vibrations. So the vibrations are important because, again, this is universal law we're talking about, law of attraction. Wherever your vibration is, which is created with the thought to begin with, is what you attract. So let's say you have negative vibration loop all the time. You're wondering why all these things are coming at me. It's because you created it. You don't know this, obviously. Now you know because we're talking about it. But that's the key, and that's why we talk about all these techniques, these tools. You're going to see a change in your vibration, and you're going to see things happen differently in your lives. And that is the universal law of attraction. If you really want to go into the depth of it, you can look at YouTube videos of this lady. Her name is Esther Hicks, and she talks about law of attraction. She channels an entity or a collective consciousness she calls Abraham Hicks. And this is very powerful. She can explain it in so many different ways. If somebody wants to go into in depth, you can look at it. Now, the third one, what you imagine, you create. This is beautiful. This is where we talk about intention during the homework, the third section of it, meaning the first 5 minutes and the next 5 minutes and the third 5 minutes. you can do this after you get good with getting into that space where you're calm, because you can go with clarity. So what do we need? Basically, it's creative visualization about what do you want. So that is absolutely important, and this is the part of manifestation. How do you do it? When you get to practice and get into the meditative mode, you have to spend some time with you. It may take a week, it may take days, weeks, months, however. We are not taught to do this, but we really want to sit down and introspect and say, I want to know, what do I want? What do I want to create in my near future? It could be next week, it could be next month, it could be for life, it could be a purpose for life, whatever it is. So when you think about it, sit and think. So you have to do it for a while to come up with that. Once you know what you want, you sit after the meditation, visualize completely, and just not in your mind. There is a difference, because remember, we talked about the law of vibration and the universal law of vibration and or the universal law of attraction. So to create a vibration, you need to create the feeling, the emotions behind this visualization. What I mean by that is, why do you want these things to happen in your life? How does it make you feel? How do you think it will make you feel? So you're bringing the thought and emotion into the picture and the feeling. So you're going to visualize it as if it's actually happening right now. Remember, we talked about it before, everything's in the now, the moment. So we are going to visualize and be grateful for bringing the gratitude helps, because you're grateful for this event or this goal having achieved already. So you're walking out of the meditation practice, being grateful, like, oh my God, I already have it. Because when you do that, that is in itself sets the ball rolling for what needs to happen. You don't have to worry about how it happens, but it's going to fall in place. But you have to follow this whole visualization technique for power of manifestation. This is why we talk about your own power. The personal power we talked about in the last class is you have so much you can create. So we're all co-creators. So imagine if we learn to create good things in our lives, the world would definitely be in a better place. This is transformational. This is how you transform you and people around you. This is so powerful. So we don't have to feel helpless to say the world is going, you know, into this whole, it's a basket case. The world is going to, the negative loop, and it's going to be all gone. The planet Earth is going to disappear. These are all things which are created by the news media, the people, to just bring more and more fear. It's not really helping people. So we need to take in this into our hands and change it this way. So that's going to create a different vibration where it's going to affect people to create a real change, not in fear, because it's never going to happen in fear. So that's what that whole quote means, and it's really powerful. So that was for the day. And we did talk about the technique of quick coherence. It's the same like heart focus, but what we do is bring in that sense of appreciation even more stronger, and keep that in our mind, in our heart space, and in your vibration when you inhale and exhale. So why that is important is because this vibration is longer sustaining during the day. So it lasts longer. They've done studies on it. They've measured the heart rate variability. They've measured the brain mapping, where they saw this, the synchronicity between the mind, body, and, the heart, essentially the emotions. It just much, much more long lasting. So we want to do that. And we also did something called body scan. And that is really powerful, especially if you have people having all these aches and pains, and the body is going through certain, hurt because of emotional issues. The body scan is really helpful, and it will be sent as a separate recording, and you can use it at any point. If you don't want to sit up and do it, you can lie down and do it, because it'll help you go into a state where you don't want to move, And that's a good thing to go do it before sleep, because it'll ease you up into sleep, and the quality of sleep is much better. So that's what we did. We also did something called a 5-minute energy technique, and I have a video on that. And this, I got this from this famous energy medicine, not energy medicine, energy expert, energy healing expert. Her name is Donna Eden. She has a whole school on this energy medicine and energy healing for people who want to learn energy healing for themselves or other people. And if somebody's interested, please go to our website. It's Donna Eden, D-O-N-N-A, and the last name is Eden, E-D-E-N. But if you go on the YouTube, you can follow the links which we'll send you of where I have demonstrated it or her demonstration. And you just put her name and say Donna Eden 5-minute energy technique, and it'll come up. Of course, initially, before you, when you're learning, you're going to spend a little more time, you know, trying to learn it. But once you learn it, it is the easiest thing to do, but the most powerful thing to do. So you can do it anytime during the day. It literally takes you 5 minutes, even less, and several times a day if you want to. So there are several benefits from it, because we have certain points, certain circuits in our body, which is called energy meridians. They are pathways in our body. So there are 14 different meridians in our body. Not only that, we have through the spine, we have, it's called energy vortex or centers, from literally from the base of the spine to the head and above even. So they get, you know, integrated when you do this, you know, energy techniques. And there are other little circuits called radiant circuits and many more, not to go into the depth of it. But this is helpful at every point. And these techniques also help you with ailments like headache, dissolving the stress every day. Again, bringing into alignment. Because a lot of times when you see at the end of the day, the reason for depletion is because when we say, I have no energy, I'm exhausted. What do you mean by it? It means that it's not like your energy is gone. It's just scattered. It's just out of alignment. So what you do by these techniques and the breathing we talked about, you just bring it into alignment and have it, you know, harness your own energy and to run it the way it's supposed to run. What does that do? Not only give you energy, not, you know, less exhaustion, but also it helps you heal at different levels in your body. So that is the beauty of this whole thing. It's healing. And healing at all levels, you don't even know, at a cellular level, at a DNA level, at a genetic expression level, hormonal level, chemical level, so neurotransmitter level, so it can go on and on. So that is why you have to do as many tools as possible in your daily routine. So this might sound really overwhelming, but it's not. So you don't have to use all these techniques all the time, but if you remember saying that I'm tired and you feel like I don't know what to do about it, you know you have a tool. So get up from your seat, do this 5-minute energy technique, and you'll see a surge of energy building in with you. So it is very powerful, much more powerful than a cup of coffee or umpteen number of cups of coffee in a day, because what does the coffee do? It's okay in decent quantities, but when you overdo it, it sends your adrenals overdrive. That's not helpful, because remember, your adrenals are already overdrive. And what I mean by that is adrenal gland is responsible for stress. So if your stress hormones are already up, you're even driving it further, which actually has a negative effect on your rest of the body. So that's what we don't want to do. We want to reintegrate all the energies which are scattered, which is a better way of actually finding healing in your body. So we did that. And again, you know, the homework again is important. Application, application, application. This is the whole idea about this, you know, the whole course. It's week to week, in between the weeks, after the course is over. You know, the course is over, you know, you came to the class, everything was really good, awesome, and then you forgot about it and fell into your default mode. This happens with everything. You go into a weight loss program, you're back to where you are. You go into an exercise program, you go back to... But I can tell you, above all of this, being a medical doctor, I advise people to eat right. I advise people to move. But if you get this practice going, it will give you an impetus inspire you to actually do the rest of the things. Because remember, everything starts in your mind. So if you have a better frame of mind and better state of being, you're going to have more energy and even willpower to do the nutrition part of it, the movement and exercise part of it. It's limitless. Nothing is impossible. Everything is possible. You just have limitations in your mind. You know, there is no other limits in your being. So that's the whole idea about this.
Wonderful,
finish this session with this.
Really, really excellent. Thank you very much, Dr. Chaitanya.